You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Beijing imposed its first ever red alert warnings for air pollution earlier this month. Schools and industries shut down, and restrictions were imposed on cars and trucks coming into the city. But it is not the most polluted place on the planet. The Indian capital, Delhi, now has that dubious distinction. So what's it like to live and breathe in all that smog and have your kids living and breathing in all that smog? Well, Justin Rowlett has been finding out. He moved there with his family earlier this year to be the BBC's South Asia correspondent.
We live in a house near the center. It's quite a leafy part of town. The family's having breakfast. I'm going to turn on a little air monitor I've bought. Set it to measure the really dangerous pollution, the microparticles that can travel really deep into your lungs. And now it is showing a reading of 457 micrograms per meter cubed. I'm just going to go outside. Here we go. And let's see if it's different out here. And it is, it's going up. Well, out here, it's even higher. 503. So more than, 20 times the safe limit? And what worries me is the effect this is having on my four children. The pollution only gets this appalling in winter, when cold air acts like a lid, trapping smog over the city. Most Delhi residents have had to suffer the city's poisonous air for years. I've come to one of the respiratory wards in Delhi's biggest hospital, Ames, and virtually all the patients here have oxygen masks on. They've clearly got serious illnesses. 500 patients a day come here with lung problems. Dr. Randeep Galeria is the top lung expert here, but he says air pollution isn't just a problem for the lungs.
These fine particles cause inflammation in the blood. The blood vessels become hardened, there's clotting, and therefore this leads to higher chance of heart-related problems and strokes. And therefore, chronic exposure to high levels of air pollution is a bigger risk than smoking, high cholesterol, and things like that.
One major study found half of Delhi's 4.4 million school children already have irreversible lung damage. Anumita Roy Chowdhury, executive director of the Centre for Science and the Environment in Delhi, says the source of the problem is the booming economy, and in particular, the 1,400 new cars that are registered in the city every day.
What we needed were the stringent emission standards and regulations. Now we really need cleaner standards and at the same time have a strategy in place to reduce the numbers on the road.
But already the authorities are suggesting if enforcing the new restrictions on cars causes too many problems, they'll be lifted. So the truth is, public action may be a while coming. And in the meantime, it's up to individuals to protect themselves.
That's the BBC's Justin Rowlett.